up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, I'm Vaughan Bennison. Welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. New Horizons is the weekly radio program from Blind Citizens Australia. Blind Citizens Australia, as I'm sure you know by now, is the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians. It represents individuals who are blind and vision impaired, and it advocates on their behalf to all levels of government and communities, and also blindness agencies. In this week's program, we're going to hear from Lauren Henley. Now, Lauren, we spoke to at the end of last year when she was filling in as the executive officer. Of course, as we heard last week, Emma Bennison will be the executive officer starting on the 19th of February. Lauren is still with the organisation, very fortunately for Blind Citizens Australia. She talks to us now about various things, including some feedback which is being sought on the National Disability Strategy. Lauren, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, Vaughan. Great to be here.
Now, for some time, the disability strategy has existed. We haven't spoken about it for a while. So can you just remind people exactly what that is?
Yeah, so before I get into talking about the strategy itself, just to put it into a bit of context, it might be good to talk about a different document, and that's the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. So some people might have heard of the convention. It might be fairly new to other people. But what it is it's a international document that came into force in 2008. It was actually drafted in 2006. And a number of prominent Australians, including Graham Innes AM, had a key role in drafting the convention. And it sets out a number of core objectives for governments around the world to follow in upholding, promoting and protecting the rights of people with disability. So that particular convention came into force in Australia in 2008. The Australian government had signed and ratified the convention. And what happens when a government ratifies a convention is it's actually making a legal commitment to uphold the principles that that convention establishes. So after that happened, the Australian government thought they might need to consult with people with disability around Australia and kind of localise the convention so that it suited the Australian context a little bit better. And they needed to have a strategy that clearly said where the gaps were and what still needed to be done to promote, protect and uphold the rights of people with disability around Australia. And that's when they came up with the National Disability Strategy 2010-2020. So it's a 10-year strategy.
And I guess the main part of that is the National Disability Insurance Scheme, which I'm sure everyone's heard of. But there are other things as well, are there not?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of things that the National Disability Strategy talks about. And one is actually around procurement of information and communications technology, which I think we've spoken about on Soundabout and New Horizons before. So when government agencies are purchasing software or hardware that's used in government departments, making sure that's fully accessible to anyone that's working within that department, but also clients who might be using the services and facilities of that department in the public. So it's really high-level policy initiatives like that that are referenced under the strategy. And BCA has actually produced a fact sheet on the National Disability Strategy, so it just gives a basic overview. And there's 6 core outcome areas under the strategy, and then underneath those outcome areas, there's a number of policy directives, and they basically guide the work of governments in trying to meet those outcomes. So that fact sheet, the overview of the National Disability Strategy, it's just a really brief fact sheet. And if you do want to find out a little bit more about the strategy and what it is, you can obtain a copy by accessing our website, which is this www.bca.org.au. There's a link on the landing page there that says Advocacy Resources, and you'll be able to locate it under that. Otherwise, if you'd like a copy of it in your preferred format, you can always contact us at the BCA office.
Who is, in fact, responsible for maintaining and monitoring this disability strategy to make sure that it stays in line with the convention?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question, and it's been quite tricky because there's no real focal point for the implementation and monitoring of the National Disability Strategy. There's no one department whose job it is to make sure that that strategy is actually implemented the way it should be. But it is a document that's been endorsed by the Council of Australian Governments. And the Council of Australian Governments is made up of federal government representation from each state government and also local government. So it means that the Council of Australian Government has to sit down and actually take stock of what's happening with the strategy periodically and what needs to be done to make sure they're delivering on the objectives they've committed to putting in place.
And BCA is being asked at the moment to provide some feedback by the middle of March.
Yeah, that's right. So the National Disability Strategy, as I said, it was a 10-year strategy and it came into effect in 2010. So it's now halfway through its lifespan. And the government's starting to take stock of how it's actually going with the implementation of the strategy. So the Senate Community Affairs References Committee is conducting an inquiry into the delivery of outcomes under the strategy that relate to inclusive and accessible communities. And they're asking us to provide feedback that's very specific to those outcome areas by the 17th of March.
What sort of things are we focusing on here?
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll go through the terms of reference briefly because BCA, we have some initial ideas of what we might like to address, but we're very keen to make sure this submission is directly informed by consumer feedback. So if we're missing the mark, if there are things that our members or listeners believe we should be addressing, then we're very keen to hear from you. So I'll just go through the terms of reference very quickly. So the committee is looking at the planning, design, management and regulation of commercial premises, housing, public spaces and amenities, transport services and infrastructure, and communication and information systems, including electronic media, so that might be things like television, and also looking at the internet. The committee is also looking at potential barriers to progress or innovation in those areas I've just talked about, and suggestions of how those could be overcome. And finally, they're looking to hear from people about the impact that restricted access to those services has on people's level of inclusion and participation in economic, cultural, social, civil and political life. They're the terms of reference. So, of course, audio description is something that's been on the agenda for BCA for quite a while, in particular audio description on television. So we'll be talking about the lack of access to audio description on TV and the impact that has on people's level of participation on social and cultural life. Beyond that, we'll also be talking about the need for mandated accessibility requirements for touchscreen technology. And that's especially talking about different devices that are used in the commercial environment. So listeners may be aware that we've been doing some advocacy work around the Albert FPOS touchscreen terminal, which is posing significant problems for people who are blind or vision impaired. And in the context of this inquiry, it's important to understand that those sorts of technologies aren't just an issue for our participation in community life, but they're hindering access to employment for many people who are blind or vision impaired because the various apps that are on these devices aren't fully accessible and we can't access them. And therefore, you can't really get into a retail environment as a person who is blind or vision impaired and be able to interact with that device effectively. So that one's really key for us at the moment. I would say they're the two main areas we'd like to focus on, but we're very, very keen to hear from members and listeners about what the issues are for you. In regards to the terms of reference, they are very broad. So it's looking at things, as I said, like housing, transport, infrastructure, information and communications technology. And really, we want to be led by what the broader membership thinks. So it's up to you to let us know. Other disability organisations will be involved in it. It's an open public consultation. So if people would like to submit their own private submissions, that's also something they can do. I don't have those details in front of me, but if people are interested in doing that, the information is available online. Otherwise, people can contact the Blind Citizens Australia office and by all means, we'll let you know how you can do that.
So if people would like to talk to BCA about their comments regarding these issues, do they speak to you or is there someone in particular they should speak to?
generally, it's probably best if people speak to our policy and advocacy officer, Ricky Chaplin, or myself. I'm only in the office on Thursdays and Fridays. So people can contact us by telephone, or alternatively, if people would like to send me an email, my email address is Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, dot Henley, H-E-N-L-E-Y, at bca.org.au.
And when do we need to provide these comments?
We need to have our submission finalised and sent in by the 17th of March. So just to allow us enough time to incorporate people's feedback into the draft, we're asking people to have feedback to us by no later than Sunday, the 5th of March.
All right, so that gives you around about 4 weeks. So, Lauren Henley, thanks very much for joining us once again.
Not a problem. Thanks, Vaughan.
And that was Lauren Henley with Blind Citizens Australia. If you'd like to get in touch with her, the email address that she mentioned earlier was lauren.henley, L-A-U-R-E-N dot H-E-N-L-E-Y, at bca.org.au. Lauren Henley at bca.org.au. Of course, you can ring her at the office number. She did say she's only in the office on Thursdays and Fridays, but that number again, just for the record, 1-800-033-660. Over the next few weeks, I hope to talk to some of the new board members. John mentioned a couple of weeks ago when we interviewed him about the fact that there were three new board members coming online. They've got a board meeting this coming weekend, and after that, we hope to speak to them, and we'll feature them in the next few programs. We'll also be hearing from the National Policy Council. That, of course, as you may remember, used to be called the National Policy Development Council. It's now been rejuvenated and retasked, new terms of reference, etc., etc., and it has people from each state and territory. So we'll hear more about that in the coming weeks as well. Also, some new developments in Braille in the Asia-Pacific region, and some information about his travels when we hear from Bill Jolly over the coming weeks as well. A couple of programs where he'll tell us what he's been up to and how his involvement with the World Blind Union has affected his life, and also, as I said, what's been happening in the Asia-Pacific region in terms of Braille. All that and plenty more coming up on New Horizons over the next few months. We'll also be hearing more regularly from John Simpson, the National President of Blind Citizens Australia, and of course we'll hear from Emma Bennison, the Executive Officer, as well. Find out how she's going with the job and find out what Blind Citizens Australia has been focusing on. If you have any comments about this program, you can provide feedback, new.horizons at bca.org.au. That's new.horizons at bca.org.au. If you'd like to provide feedback or comment or discuss anything related to Blind Citizens Australia, you could join the Blind Citizens Australia email list, BCAL, and you can follow the directions on the website if you're interested in doing that. Furthermore, you can contact Blind Citizens Australia by email. Just email bca at bca.org.au, bca at bca.org.au. 1-800-033-660 is the telephone number, and they'll be delighted to hear your comments and your feedback, both on the program and also on the recent issue of Soundabout, which you will probably all know by now, came out just a couple of weeks ago. So if you haven't listened to that already, I urge you to do so. It's really interesting. Plenty of fact sheets and information available on the Blind Citizens Australia website. Just have a look, bca.org.au. Plenty of resources there for advocacy, self-advocacy, etc. And they can also put you in touch with someone who can assist if you're experiencing any difficulties and would like some assistance with advocacy. Just a reminder as well that donations are always welcome. Whether you want to make a one-off donation or a regular monthly donation, every little bit helps. So look at the website or contact the office if you'd like to know more about how to do that. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company for the last 15 minutes or so. Do feel free to get in touch. As I said, new.horizons at bca.org.au is the email address. I'll talk to you again next week, but until then, take care.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.